relationships, parenting, faith. Discover books that will help you grow. The Wednesday Bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this morning for the Wednesday Bookmark is Kate Crocco. Kate is a psychotherapist and a confidence and mindset coach who mentors female leaders around the globe. We're going to talk this morning about her new book. It's called Thinking Like a Boss, Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success. Really appreciate your time this morning, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me.
In 2009, you recovered from a lifelong eating disorder and began to research and study the mind, in particular how to heal the mind. I'd love to begin by getting you to tell us a little more of your own personal story.
Yeah, so I grew up always just feeling a little bad about myself, about my appearance, and people would never have guessed that that's what I was struggling with. And it wasn't until I was actually in graduate school to become a licensed clinical social worker, to be a therapist, that I realized what I was struggling with my whole life was actually a disorder. I think a lot of teens probably struggle with this, where they don't even realize that, you know, it's an issue. They may just feel like, oh, I want to be skinny, or I want to be pretty, I want to fit in. But by then, I was around 21 years old, I realized that, wow, this goes a lot deeper than just wanting to be pretty or just wanting to fit in. And luckily, I was able to get treatment during grad school. And I started actually studying something in grad school called dialectical behavior therapy. And it was such a blessing in itself, because a lot of the techniques and exercises that are used in dialectical behavior therapy were things that I could personally apply to my life at that time. So, you know, it was a lot of working with a therapist and also doing a lot of deep inner work myself. And then also just reconnecting with God too, and just going back to church. I had grown up as a pastor's kid and sort of went off on my own way when I got to college. Once I was in grad school, I decided to check it out again and to really rediscover my faith in a different way.
In this book, you tackle 12 deeply embedded lies or limiting beliefs that hold women back from success. Let's talk about a few of those and just see how many we get to, starting with your thoughts on number one, I need to have it all together.
Yeah. So I think what can really help is starting to tell yourself that no one has it together. Back even several years ago, I wouldn't have believed that. I really looked up to people in my industry, or, you know, just people who we follow on social media, and thought, wow, like, they've got it all figured out. And through my work, working with very successful entrepreneurs and also having coaches myself, I realized that everyone struggles with these lies. And I think that we live in a day and age now where people are starting to be a little bit more open about it and not act as if they have it all together. So I think that's really one step in sort of healing from that lie. It's just acceptance. And a lot of the work that I do and topics of this book is really acceptance, like just learning to accept that not everyone has it all together.
Lie number two is I'm not ready to start. But how does a woman know, Kate, when she's ready, or is the right time to start always right now?
Yeah, so I think it's about asking yourself, is it that you're actually not ready to start, or is what you're considering starting out of alignment? So I think it's important, and this is also another theme in the book, along with acceptance, is what do you actually want? If you could decide for yourself and you weren't basing your decisions off of what you think you should do, or you have to do, or you need to do, or what your family wants for you, what would you decide on? So first is figuring out what it is you really want. And if it's that thing that maybe you're not feeling ready to do, just get started. You know, there's no perfect time. And the longer that you wait to get started, the more you're going to feel less ready, because you're going to talk yourself out of it. So I think it's important that you just do one little thing a day to get you there.
In the interest of time, let's skip ahead to number seven, which I think is a really good one. I can't possibly have a successful business and be a good mom. Or as I've heard it said, you can't have it all. You know, we hear that kind of thing. What's your take on the balance between motherhood and business success?
Yeah, so I think it really helps if you can look at your life as a mother or a father, as a parent, and owning a business or having a successful career, looking at it in seasons. So, you know, you might have a really, really busy season in your business or your career where maybe 90% of your energy is going into it and 10% is going into your family. But I think it makes it a little easier if you can say, this is just a season, and next season, it's going to be flip-flopped. And that's sort of how I run my business. I think of back to like my book launch. You know, those were a couple of months where I was just in the business, working hard and not spending a ton of time with my little ones. I was also writing book number two during that launch period. And now I have this beautiful open season where I have a couple of months where I'm like maybe doing 10% work and 90% momming. So I like to look at balance, not as always, it always looking 50-50, but it always shifting and always evolving.
Line number eight is, I need my friends and family's understanding in order to succeed. And that got me to thinking about how much energy should be expended into gathering buy-in from those around you, if any at all. Like, where's the line there?
Yeah, so I think you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, and you want to educate your family, educate your friends, because some people just don't understand. And I think back to myself, before owning a business, I would look at business owners and just say, like, I don't understand. They're their own boss. Like, why can't they take a day off? And here's where it was those friends or family members weren't really explaining to me what it was like to own a business. I just figured, oh, you know, they can take time off whenever. So when I became a business owner, I made sure, you know, I want to educate my friends and family. Some people are going to understand. Some people may not fully understand. And this is what I always like to say, is that no one is going to understand your business. No one is ever going to believe in your business the way that you do. Mm. And you can't expect them to. And if you can just accept that, it makes it a little bit easier.
Okay, Kate, I want you to take a moment as we close to speak directly to the woman listening who, let's say, is trying to get a home-based business off the ground. Everyone's thinking about trying to work more from home and how they can do things from home with this COVID-19 era that we're in. What do you want her to understand about thinking like a boss in closing?
Give yourself time, and all of the women or all of the men listening, to just know that there will never be a better time. Often we feel like in the future, I'll have more time, or I'll have more resources, or I'll be more prepared, or I'll be more ready. There's no better time to start than today. And just get started by doing a little bit of research, then taking little imperfect action steps. Don't feel like you have to have it all together. Don't feel like those steps need to be perfect. The more that you fall, the more you're going to learn. So just keep moving forward.
So much more in the book. Again, we've been talking about thinking like a boss. Uncover and overcome the lies holding you back from success. Kate Crocco, our guest this week for the Wednesday Bookmark. Great stuff, Kate. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
To hear this interview again or to discover more great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark, brought to you by booksforchrist.com. Proudly Canadian, booksforchrist.com.